male nude becomes the black nude male, becomes self-creating female, giving birth to itself, as the body itself becomes spirit and light in the photographic process of the darkroom. Feni Coyote wrote this of his own work. Eshu presides here, showing off his phallus 1 minute and crouching as though to give birth the next. He mocks us.
Tonight's essay was presented by Gabriel Badamozzi, and tomorrow evening you can hear Matthew Sweet confounding you and some of our assumptions about attitudes to the male nude in the Renaissance and the Victorian eras. Men Only, an informal history of the male nude, is at the same time on Radio 3, 10:45 tomorrow night. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high definition sound online. The time now is 11 o'clock. It's time for Late Junction, and here to bring you the music tonight with his clothes on, Max Reinhardt. Max, good evening.
Makes a change, doesn't it, Ian? Well, the thing is, I've got a question for you, and the question is this. If you were to use the term psychedelic, what would you mean?
What would I mean? Colourful, vibrant, yes, that sort of...
Consciousness changing?
Indeed, yes.
Well, in the case of Togé, one of the stars of the Rough Guide to Psychedelic Brazil, it means you can be over 70 and still at the height of your musical powers. Mick Jagger, please note. So, here's a track from an album he put out to celebrate his 70th birthday, and it's called YY Revolta Quito Zamba.
Yakşembe, hep boyasla örgüley, köyün ekle, ek köyün
very rock and roll. Zaytunkan Nazikom, a traditional Uyghur dance song, suitably embellished by local rock band Ketik. And it's from an album called Rock from the Taklamakan Desert. And that is the band's local wilderness and the second biggest sand desert in the world after the Sahara, Taklamakan. So, I'd like to ask you to tweet at BBC Radio 3 or email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk because I have a question. Is rock coming back from China? After all, we've got rock bands in Hyde Park, rock bands at the top of the bill down there in Glastonbury. Or has rock never gone away? Let me know what you think. And what of hip-hop? Immortal Technique is at the Royal Festival Hall this Sunday as part of Yoko Ono's Meltdown. And he is, after all, the maestro of the Marxist dialectic flow. And if you can make it, he's well worth seeing. But UK hip-hop has its own labyrinth in byways. And deep down such a byway, we find a new project by Mowgli. And it's called King Kang King, that's the project. And the title of this track, Morning on Mercury.
She was Case Brown with a dust jacket, corny otter cut canvas, torn amulets, noisy morning on Mercury, weight frown and spun backwards, boys of a moniker, their lies may have fallen conifer, 24 bits of a bit crush, time stretch, shutter speed hiccups, flutter rudder feet, other bleed pig's blood, kick up hind legs, leaves edge with gold to flick, turn inwards, fine kettle of fish dinners, each left with bones to pick and turn cinders to cinders, burnt pumpkin in the inbox. Insert God, ad hoc, ad stock, hydraulic goddesses bought at cost, melancholy autobot, heaven's ambulance, anglers, echoes, more caverns, dangling carrots in the water trough, churn mincers, airless whispers, gurning tongue of hot towers, trickling lunch of squash barrels, dribbling soft fowls, hollow howling owl, pitch shifts ahead of pot flower incense.
Massive.
He was more either or even awed on the hour, spoken power chords, sharp geometry, bow and arrow pause in a dark comedy. He told her use more rabbit and less pork, only edible when tried apart. Maybe when our souls turn dying stars, we'll meet and talk, books on tables, just in case his foot displaced any looks she gave him. More tough on pavements of thought, weak need, he prefers the playpen. He, she, him, her, his, hers, they, them.
Yeah.
been loving you like a soldier in the peacetime, waiting for the war. With my heart on the horizon and one eye on the door, I'd swallowed up my pride and the tears that made my throat roar, conceded my defeat. When that sound came to my window, so neat and so complete, gypsy voices singing.
That's a great line, that. Bella Hardy, Good Man's Wife. Her take on a well-known and well-loved ballad story like Raggle Taggle Gypsies or The Gypsy Laddie. So she says, later in the summer, if there is one, she'll be at Cambridge Folk Festival and at Sidmouth. And, of course, she is the Hardy in Carthy, Hardy, Farrell and Young, and they're touring all over the shop. And, of course, we featured them on Lake Junction back in April. Now, lots of tweets. We're besieged by tweets tonight, which is fantastic. One of the last things that happened last night was that Amy Lame tweeted in and said, that Lake Junction always blows her mind, especially when she stumbles in after a few glasses of wine. The agent absolutely has got back on it tonight and said Lake Junction's remarkable enough to do that without wine. Thank you very much for saying so. And Mark Farrar, thanks for saying invariably he finds that Lake Junction is not early enough or late enough, make it 2 hours long. And another thing that thrilled me was that Doctor Who News picked us up too for playing some of the Doctor Who soundtracks last night. So keep tweeting us at BBC Radio 3, email late.junction@bbc.co.uk, and I'll forget the fact that no one is interested in talking about rock music and whether it's coming back or not. Pauline Oliveros has been tripping on wires, as she sees it, for more than 50 years now. Here's a mid-60s piece by her, an improvisation with magnetic tape and oscillators. She created it at the San Francisco Tape Center. It's Mnemonics 2. She says, listen to everything all the time and remind yourself when you're not listening. Well, that seemed to fly by to me. Certainly did. Mnemonics 2 by Pauline Oliveros, a revelation, complete with trademark delay and feedback. Now, I'd never heard of the Baraba people of West Africa before. I got this record, which is called Benin Baraba Music, on the Okora Radio France label, which is always a nice surprise, as labels go. The Bariba are famed for their defiance of any who come to threaten their liberty, and this is a praise song in tribute to their national hero, Bio Gera, who died defending his people against French colonialists. It's sung by Griot Yaru Diguidiru, who's playing Dambara Baru flute and singing, and he's got Mohamed Baboni accompanying him on gong drum. Louange à Bio Gera. From his new CD, The Inner Treaty, Sanaror with Out of Town. Pitchfork writer Mike Powell says Sanaror sounds like a neon compost heap. He's always creating a space where things are either barely coming together or almost falling apart. Could he be an R&B or reggae-infused version of Pauline Oliveros? I'll leave that to you to decide. More now from Czech experimentalist duo DVA. They describe their music as the folklore of non-existent nations, and it is indeed an infectious combination of electronics, acoustic instruments, and strung-out Beach Boys in extremis vocals, a sort of Euro version of Sonorore. Anyway, here they are with Bunky from their Botanicular Computer Game soundtrack, DVA.
Thank you.
That's Iswadu, Let's Come Together by Etran Finitawa, recorded deep in a desert in Niger, sheltered only by an animal skin tent, apparently, and the vast canopy of midnight stars. And Etran Finitawa are seeking to save their nomadic way of life in the face of dire economic and armed threats to its survival. And that's what the Sahara Sessions, their album, is all about. They're on tour in the UK last week and all this week too, so catch them if you can. Before that, you heard a 1929 phonographic recording from the folk music in the collections of the Institute of Ethnology of the Czech Academy of Sciences. That was Čočka Muzika with Az Budulovit. Now, the next tune was actually recorded in Snowdonia's Bryn Derwen Studios not very long ago, and there was doubtless a huge canopy of stars above them as well. There's a big buzz about the singer, songwriter and harpist we're going to play, Georgia Ruth. I heard all about her when I was in Cardiff on Monday. Dioch, everybody, for that. She's playing live all through the month in the UK, and she'll be at Latitude on the 21st of July. Hopefully we'll be able to do a session with her while we're there too. That's Lake Junction at Latitude in July. Don't miss it. Meanwhile, here's Georgia Ruth with Kodiango to weigh anchor.
Yeah.
Ylang Ylang by Kumongo Factory, great new Korean band. A kumongo, by the way, is a six-string zither that you hit or pluck with a bamboo stick, and it dates back to the 4th century, and they're called Kumongo Factory because they keep reinventing and transmuting their kumongos. They've made a cello kumongo, a xylophone kumongo, a mini kumongo, electronic ones, and so on. They're playing at London's Festival of Korean Music, K-Music 2013, next Wednesday in Cadogan Hall. And really, you should be there. They are a great band. Thanks very much, Wendy Rowlands, for tweeting us in Welsh, Avid Avid, which apparently means lovely, lovely, and she's talking about the Georgia Ruth track she plays. Dioch for that, Wendy. And Mark. Mark strolled into his kitchen to get beer drink and Sanara was on Lake Junction. Chalk one up to booze, he says. Well, that's up to you. David Shepherd says that he's enjoying Lake Junction and he needs to Google YouTube to search a load of the people that we're playing tonight. Well, you should definitely start on the Lake Junction webpage because we've got a full listing of all the music I'm playing tonight on Lake Junction. All through June, we're celebrating British music on Radio 3. So, here's part one of Julian Anderson's Book of Hours for Ensemble and Electronics. A Book of Hours, you may or may not know, I didn't, is an illuminated Christian devotional book, an almanac, that was popular amongst the Christians of Northern Europe during the Middle Ages. So, the composer writes he's concerned with both time and electronics, which he introduces as an extra colour, rather as gold leaf might be applied in a medieval manuscript. Julian Anderson's Book of Hours for Ensemble and Electronics, Part 1. Played by Birmingham Contemporary Music Group with Lamberto Cioccioli. Is that right, Philip? Cioccioli? Thank you. He's in here with me, my producer. And Scott Wilson on live electronics. They were conducted by Oliver Nussen, of course. Now, tomorrow night, we've got a Late Junction session and they have assembled extremist musicians in the best possible sense of the word. They're all pretty extreme. Alasdair Roberts on vocals and guitar, Irvine Arditi on violin and Elaine Michener on vocals. And in fact, she's coming in to talk about the session with me tomorrow night and I'm looking forward to that. But we've also got this, just to tempt you to listen tomorrow night. We've got this extract from the session, which you'll hear exclusively only tonight. It's called Chatterboxes. Very Bowie-esque, I think. Panic on Clark Street by Christopher Cordoba. Chris sent me that album, The Static and the Swerve, because he heard me play another of his tracks back in April, for which many thanks. It's an album that the nation should undoubtedly take to its ears as soon as possible. Had a nice email from San Diego from Steve Lamont, entitled Cold, Sober and Loving Late Junction. It's the middle of the afternoon. He's in his office in San Diego, enjoying the programme, loving every note, even if the strongest drink he has is a cup of tea. I think that's a lesson to us all. Well, it's time to go now. I'll be back tomorrow night with the Lake Junction session featuring Alasdair Roberts, Irvine Arditti and Elaine Michener, as I said. And, of course, Elaine will be in to talk about the session with me. I'm going to leave you tonight with A Nightingale recorded by Nick Penny, and the Nightingale's on our webpage looking great. But first, this tear-jerking Everly Brothers cover by Dawn McCarthy and Bonnie Prince Billy. Thanks for listening. Good night.
We used to have good times together. But now I feel them slip away. It makes me cry to see to watch good love go bad. Remember how you used to feel, dear. You said nothing could change your mind. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm Katriana Young with chamber music to take us through the next couple of hours, starting with a trip to the 2012 Frederiksværk Music Festival in Denmark and three works all scored for string sextet. The first is the prelude to Strauss's opera Capriccio, but with the added distinction of being the subject of the opening scene as well. It's been played off stage. Listening to it is the Countess along with two rival suitors, the composer of the sextet and a poet. As they watch the Countess to see what she thinks of it, they settle down to an age-old debate, whether in opera the words are more important or the music.